Once the storm moved away, the community came out, like Brad Wagner.
I'm just helping my neighbors get their stuff out of the street.
Wagner wielded a pair of large gardening shears and lopped off twigs off of fallen saplings. Another volunteer waited to chop it up with a chainsaw. Everyone was pitching in.
My neighbor's making coffee and cooking all her stuff that she's got in the fridge for lunch for everybody. So, you know, we're all just pulling together.
The 10 volunteers had their work cut out for them. Downed trees filled the streets. And a couple blocks away, Wendy Camarena couldn't believe all of the fallen limbs.
I mean, our driveway's completely blocked. There's like an oak tree that was in the middle that was basically split.
But she's one of the lucky ones.
But our neighbor's garage completely collapsed and fell over to our side of the fence.
Camarena lives with her parents and her son. They weren't expecting a tornado or even a storm on Sunday. So when it hit, they hid.
In our hallway, you can close all the doors and there's like nothing in there. And we grabbed like blankets and stuff. And I mean, it was literally over in a few minutes, but it was still really scary.
Next door, Geraldo Mendoza told me that it wasn't just his garage.
Yeah, it had a lot of damage in the house.
His roof is messed up. Several homes in the area completely lost their roofs. Mendoza was sleeping at the time.
It happened so fast that it only takes a minute, you know.
He spent the morning picking up sheet metal and pieces of wood that had flown across the street. It all used to be part of his patio. Nearby on Walnut Hill, Kathy Lauda and her family were cleaning up Primera Iglesia Dallas.
Oh, mira, our little trees. Can you stand these up, mijo?
Lauda's a pastor at the Walnut Hill Church.
We've been walking around in there. A lot of devastation.
She feels lucky. Not too long before the tornado tore through, she was leading a Spanish language church service, and now the church has holes in the roof, smashed windows, and water is everywhere.
You know what? My father says we may have lost buildings, but the church has not been damaged. The church is made up of people, and I thank the Lord for that our church was safe.
Lauda does feel bad, though, for the two churches next to Primera Iglesia. Those were smashed. One of them is barely even standing. The nearby shopping center, Walnut Plaza, is decimated. It's a lot to take in, and Lauda says she's leaning on her faith.
We have no worries. We know that the Lord is with us, and as they say, this too shall pass. We're going to make it. We're going to be just fine.
Lauda told me their church has faced challenges before, and surviving made the congregation stronger. And she believes the same thing will happen this time around. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.